You are listening to Pigs in a Podcast, the official K-Pig podcast, featuring interviews with your favorite new and not-so-new pig artists.
You are tuned to K-Pig Radio, KPIG 107.5 FM Freedom, KPYG 94.9 FM Cayuga, San Luis Obispo, and streaming commercial-free at kpig.com. And good afternoon, swine, rambling, roar. Back with you here in the pigsty for a Thursday afternoon. And we're going to do something a little different today. Normally, we just jam right into the music. But this afternoon, we have a guest with us. Imogen Clark, all the way from Sydney, Australia, is in the pigsty. Let's listen to a track from her upcoming album, which drops tomorrow. Here's Imogen Clark on Pig Radio with Sebastian.
Hurricane about to land, take the weary world by storm. You were ready for the ride, I wasn't ready for the fall. In a cafe on the graves, brought her up, I bit my lip. Made a playlist for the train, told myself get over it. Conversations like a Joni song, sometimes right can start out feeling wrong.
Pig Radio here, and we're listening to new music from Imogen Clark, a singer, songwriter, musician type, all the way from Sydney, Australia. And we say good afternoon and welcome to K-Pig Radio, Imogen.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah, good to be here with you. You have your guitar.
Yes.
You're going to sing a song or two.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'd love to sing. Do you want me to do that now? Is it the right time for it now?
It's always a good time for a song.
Absolutely. So this is a song from my new record. It's called All Hard Feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing well. Perpetually overwhelmed. Every cruel thing they ever said. Living rent free in my head. Building up my emotional debt. I'm the wound, I'm the salt, and it's probably my fault that I fall too hard. And I show them my cards, only play their hand when they know I'm all in. Then I line on up and do it all again. I'm going under, singing I'm over it. Fight for the closure, but maybe it don't exist. I love, but I don't let go. Every paper cuts down to the bone. Time doesn't ease my mind, 'cause I'm hard feelings. Lost my mind trying to understand yours. Even though I knew what I was in for, I can't remember what I did last week, but I can still hear burnt CD. Hey, it's just another thing on repeat. I'm a mess, I'm a fraud, give you everything I got. Only see what you want, and what you want is a blonde. So I'll put you in my pocket and I'll carry you around with everybody who ever let me down. I'm going under, singing I'm over it. Fight for the closure, but maybe it don't exist. I love, but I don't let go. Every paper cuts down to the bone. Time doesn't ease my mind, 'cause I'm all hard feelings.
Imogen Clark on Pig Radio. That's quite a song.
Thank
quite
you.
A vocal. And let's start with a little bit of bio. You're born and raised in Sydney, Australia?
Yeah, that's right. Out west of Sydney, about an hour and a half out of the city. My folks still live out there.
And you were born singing?
Pretty much, yeah. My dad is a musician and I grew up with musical instruments everywhere and, you know, just very... I was lucky because it was right at my fingertips and I could access it, and I found out I loved it so early.
True, you were trained for opera?
Yes, I was. If you can believe it, from the age of 8 to 18, I was trained as an opera singer and musical theatre, and sort of, you know, that's how I learnt the technical skills involved with singing. But I started writing songs when I was about 13, and that started taking over my life, and that was more what I was interested in from then on.
Do you sing rock and roll?
I do.
Going from opera to rock and roll.
Yeah, I know. Quite a funny progression, but yeah. I definitely, you know, grew up listening to rock and roll and not really listening to opera, but that was just how I got into singing. Somehow my singing teacher was really focused on that, but I'm so glad for it because it taught me really good technique and how to sing for hours and not lose my voice, you know.
So you've been you released 2 EPs, you said?
Yes, in the last few years.
What comes up tomorrow is a new one for your studio.
That's
album,
right.
Full length.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a full length album. It's called The Art of Getting Through, and a lot of it was recorded here in California, so it's really great to be able to sort of do this, you know, to be able to be here when the album drops is very fun.
What are your musical influences?
I mean, I've got a lot of different. As I said, I grew up listening to rock and roll, and my dad is a huge Led Zeppelin fan. So I grew up with like Led Zeppelin and punk, like Violent Femmes. But then I also had the singer-songwriter thing from my mum, like Elton John and Simon and Garfunkel. So I had a good mixture. And then as I got a bit older, I found, you know, artists like Joni Mitchell and Bruce Springsteen and all the classic stuff, combined now with a love of modern pop music like Taylor Swift and Maggie Rogers. You know, artists like that really inspire me.
And just recently you moved to the good old US of A.
I have. I just moved to Nashville 1 month ago.
Wow.
Very excited. It's still so new. It hasn't sunk in properly.
Everywhere you look, there's a person singing and playing guitar.
I mean, it's such an inspiring city to live. So I feel very lucky to be living there now. And, you know, I love it. I've been going there for 10 years and now I finally get to call it home.
And you're going to become yet another one of our lists here of Australian musicians.
Oh,
we play quite a few of them.
Good. I love that. I love to hear that. There's so much great talent coming out of Australia, and it has been for many, many years. So, and it continues.
I think the first person who came over was Casey Chambers.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Yes, yes. I know Casey. Yeah.
30 years ago.
Wow, that's amazing. That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, there's so much great talent. It's so many wonderful songwriters coming out of Australia.
And guitar players.
Yes, absolutely.
Dave Hole is.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. There's a lot of us end up over here.
Yeah, right. Do you want to play another song?
Yeah, well, I thought, do you want to play one from the record or do you want to?
I can play the title tune.
Sure, let's do that, yeah.
Okay, who plays on this?
So this song was recorded at Peter Frampton's studio in Nashville, and we've got a plethora of incredible session musicians playing on this, led by Sam Hawksley, who's an Aussie expat living in Nashville, and the most amazing group of session musicians, Sean Fichter, Glenn Wharf, Jed Hughes, just an amazing bunch of people.
Jed Hughes has come by too.
Oh, we love Jed.
He's a good fellow.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the title tune. The brand new album comes out tomorrow, The Art of Getting Through. Here's Imogen Clark on KPIG Radio.
I can't feel which way the wind blows. I don't know what's north or south. I've been walking over mirrors. I've been lost for some time now. And I don't take it all for granted. But I sure wish that I could see why our greatest loves become our greatest defeats. And this is the art of breaking into. This is the art. Saying who knew. This is the art of choking on fuel. This is the art of getting through. I've been shaking in the morning. I've been trembling in.
Distance.
Imogen Clark on Pig Radio here with Ramblin' Roar and the Pigsty herself, and that's the title tune of her brand new album, which gets released tomorrow. We got a preview of coming attractions there. The Art of Getting Through. A pleasure to meet you. Do you have time for another tune, or you want to wrap it up?
Sure, I could play another song. Yeah, maybe I should play this song I wrote with Steve Poltz. This is a song that, you know, I love Steve so much, and when I come to Nashville, we always try and write together. And we wrote a song about, in Western Sydney, people who work in the city are called squinters because they're driving home into the sun after work into the West. And so we wrote this song about where my life could have been if I'd decided not to pursue music and not to take myself out of my comfort zone. Uh-huh. Sort of a nightmare. It's so easy to bend time, all my shirts on the clothesline. Now I'm dancing in halftime and I'm wondering, why did I take a left turn? All it gave me was heartburn. You'd think that one day I might learn, but it's thundering outside. Got a soul full of splinters, driving home with the squinters. All the summers are winters in disguise. I like to tell myself lies. Here I am in the drive-thru with a shake and a loose screw. Gotta make some decisions, a side of fries with my provisions. Now I'm stuck in the suburbs, I guess we should have used rubbers. I'm trying not to feel smothered, but I can feel you kick. Got a soul full of splinters, driving home with the squinters. All the summers are winters in disguise. I like to tell myself lies. When I was a girl, I used to dream. Now all I do is sleep. Waking up to the sunrise, in the distance I hear cries. I still like to fantasize about what could have been. Got a soul full of splinters, driving home with the squinters. All the summers are winters in disguise. I like to tell myself lies. I like to tell myself lies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's real good.
Thank you.
You know, we got plenty of venues up and down the coast of California to
play. I plan to play them all. Yeah.
Well, we hope to see you back here.
Thank you so much. I would love to come back anytime.
And thank you for taking time out.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And enjoy the afternoon on the Central Coast. Go down to Carmel. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
And carry on. Much success.
Thank you so much, Rory. We'll Lovely to meet future. You. Thank you so much.
As always, thanks for listening to Pigs in a Podcast, and remember you'll find the latest episodes posted weekly at kpig.com. You can also subscribe to the series for free in iTunes, and the latest episodes will be downloaded to your computer automatically. Thanks again, Piggies.